Noam, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Chaf, Bechoros 20, and in our Sugya on Daf Chaf, Gemara brings the position of Rabbi Yoshua with respect to a sheep or a goat that gave birth, and we have to be concerned about it, that maybe, even though it gave birth now, maybe prior to this, Shekadma Vatinfa, that it had soiled, and Rabbi Yoshua would be of the position that if it soiled, it's as though it already gave birth to something. It just wasn't clear that it was wasn't visible. The embryo that it gave birth to was not recognizable. But because it's soiled, that will exempt everything that came after it from being considered the Bechora, from being considered the firstborn. So there, Gemara brings a dispute between Rabbi Yoshua in the name of his teachers and Rabbi Yeshua himself. And the Gemara presents several ways in which it can analyze this discussion. And one of the ways in which the Gemara says that the discussion breaks down is that according to the opinion that says that the animal, that it does not soil until it is, until 1 month, it will not become pregnant until 1 month after it soils, and that which we say that the gestation period of a behemoth daka is not going to be less than 5 months. If we accept these arguments, then we say that maybe this hinges upon the fact about whether or not we say the concept, halacha concept of mixas hayom kekua or not, whether or not we say that a portion of the day is it considered like an entire day. That according to Rabbi Yoshua, he says we do say mixas hayom kekua, that a portion of the day is considered like the entire day. And according to his teachers, we say we don't say that. And the Gemara says that that's the nature of the dispute. In a situation where a person did not see the soiling of the animal until the end of the 6 month for its birth, and it gave the 6 month after it was born, and it gave birth at the end of that year. According to Rabbi Yoshua, it's possible that it soiled in between, and therefore it became pregnant and gave birth, and therefore this next offspring is going to be considered a Suffolk Bechora down. According to his rabbis, we don't say that it's possible that it soiled in between and became pregnant, and so therefore the one that comes after it is certainly a firstborn. But this argument hinges upon whether or not we say Mitzas Hayom Kekuo. And this idea of whether or not we say that a portion of the day is considered like a whole day appears in several different places in Shas and leads to many halachic ramifications, practical ramifications. One of them has to relate to the days of Shivas Yemei Mishnah, that after a bride and groom get married, that for those 7 days, it's considered to be a special 7 days, and we have a strong custom today of making the Sheva Brachos, of making a feast with seven blessings at the end of it. So the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sifka and Yubeis, that with respect to what we call Tachnun or Nefilas Apayim, in the house, in a place where there's a bride and groom, where they're counting the 7 days of Mishta after their wedding, he says we don't say Tachnun. And we don't say, says the Magen Avraham, Mixas Hayom Kekuo. So therefore, if somebody has their chuppah, let's say at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then a person is going to come and daven mincha on the seventh day after that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then according to this Magen Avraham, you would need to recite the Tachnun, because we don't say Mixas Hayom Kekuo. It's just since he's completed the full 7 days, it's now he's like he's on an eighth day for his chuppah. And so therefore, if he prayed prior to this time, he's going to say, we're going to say he's exempt from saying Tachlim, but since he's praying after that, we're saying he's obligated to do it. Knesset Yecheskel discusses whether or not we say the Sheva Brachos at all on the seventh day from the Chuppah, because he says that since we're saying that during these 7 days, we do say Mitzah, and he proves that we were going to say Mitzah Sayom Kekulo, and so therefore he says that maybe we don't say it. The Ginas Varadim says that we don't say Mixas Hayom Kekuo as it relates to the 7 days, because we learn out from the Yerushalmi that it says, the Yerushalmi learns out that when Lavan is talking to Jacob, he says Melo Shavuazos, and so since we say that you have to complete this whole week, and so he says, we see from here that we're not going to say Mixas Hayom Kekuo as it relates to the Sheva Brachos, and it needs to be seven complete days. And the Mishnas Yaakov writes that according to the words of the, according to the opinion of Noda Behuda, we would say that since that maybe it's because the Shivat Yemei Mishnah are not dependent upon the days, but upon the week. And because it says Melah Shavua Zos, therefore we don't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo, because it's dependent upon a week and not upon a days. And according to this idea that Mixas Hayom Kekulo is only dependent upon days and not upon weeks, this relates to another discussion, because we know that we say as it relates to Shiva, when a person comes up from Shiva, they don't sit the whole day, they just sit a portion of the day, and then once they sit a little bit on the seventh day, we say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. And we say the same thing as it relates to Shloshim, as it relates to 30 days, that once they've done a little bit of the 30th day, it's like they've done the whole day. What about as it relates to the year, the Yud Beis Chodesh, the 12 months of the morning? There, maybe we say that when, as it relates to the 12 months, there's no concept of sitting, of having a mourning period of 354 days. No, it's 12 months. So there may be, and we wouldn't say that at the beginning of the 12 month, the first day of the 12 month, we'd say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. We obviously don't say that. So therefore, maybe we would say that Mixas Hayom Kekulo doesn't apply, that you have to observe 12 full months of mourning, and we can't say it's shortened by the last day of the 12 months. Or do we say, no, really, when it says 12 months, it really means 354 days, but they're just speaking in shorthand, but really they are referring to 354 days of mourning. And so this is a fundamental dispute as it relates to whether we say this concept of Mitzvah Sayyim Kekul as it relates to the 12 months of mourning, or whether or not the mourning extends for the full year, or it just breaks on the last day of that year.